views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Hi, everyone. Hi, Art.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? And we are here with another wonderful week of Angels and Answers.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, really.
I just said that.
And so...
I love you too bad.
So we're going to talk about taking care of people who are less fortunate.
Yes, that's me.
Taking care of business. Every day.
Taking care of business. Each and every way. Mm. Okay.
So.
I had a purge.
There you go. All right. So here we go. So here we are talking about taking care of people who are less fortunate and inviting. Don't be afraid to invite people who you know who don't have anybody to go to for their families and stuff. I think that's. You know, kind of important to reach out to people and invite them over to your festivities or go to the, you know, food pantry and or go to the soup kitchen and see what you can do to help out. There was a year, many years ago, I tried to do Barney. I used to do Barney for kids' birthday parties.
Yes, I remember you told me that.
And I went to Children's Hospital to see if I could do that. And you have to do it. You have to like register like a couple months in advance. You can't like just say, all right, I'm here and stuff because you're dealing with delicate situations. So what would be a great idea for future reference? You know, if you want to go to a children's hospital and you know, make other people happy, you know, if you do balloons, if you do clowns, if you do characters and if you want to visit the kids,
even artwork.
Yeah. Doing artwork with them. But if I'm not mistaken, also, you might even have to take a class. At the hospital, at particular hospitals, because you have to know the etiquettes, what to do, what not to do, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's very important to, you know, to do what you need to do as far as to follow up with the hospitals, but you need to do it in advance. You can't just go there. Also, it's a great time to visit, you know, friends and family, loved ones, you know, who might be at convalescent homes.
May I say something?
Sure.
Okay. Christmas pisses me off, folks. And I know you're going to say, what?
No, a lot of people feel that way.
I'm going to tell you why. Why do we only set aside one season or one day to be so wonderful to everybody else? This is something that God expects us to do
on a daily basis.
365 days a year. This should not be reserved for one freaking day. And it's pisses me off. Right. This should be done on a daily basis. You should remember the sick. You should remember the needy. You should remember the hungry. You should remember people who don't have anybody on a daily basis, not just for one friggin' day. It bothers me.
Yeah, open up your heart. Open up your homes.
Right. Not just one day. Every day of your lives. Make it like a steady diet, a routine for yourself to just do something nice for somebody once a day. Even if it's opening up a door for somebody that has two coffees in their hand and a pack of cigarettes hanging out of their mouth and you see that they're encumbered. You just open up a door in Wawa's or you just open up a door in a supermarket for them or help them if their cart is getting stuck or just be kind to somebody once a day. Pick a day, pick a person and just do a random act of kindness. That's what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Not wait till his birthday.
I tell everybody, I treat every day like it's my birthday. Yeah. I treat every day like it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always put my best foot forward and everyone knows me like that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that when I have like true blue friends, I only have one person in my entire life that every single time she calls me, she always has to ask me a question. She's not allowed to just, hey, Art, how's it going? You know, most of my friends, all my friends and my family members, they just, you know, they don't ask me questions.
Right,
mine too.
Yeah. But I have friends like that also. Oh, yeah. Can I just ask you one question?
I just need to ask
you. Hi, how are you too?
I know, really. Listen. Or they'll lead you up to being nice, and then there's always that one question.
That one hit wonder. Well, you know what it is? Being in the position that we are happy to help other people. And if there are people out there who would like to get a little free reading today, I mean, we'd love to hear from you. Just call in 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be happy to give you a little mini reading, Artie or I. But
we'll be more than happy.
We'll be doing cartwheels in the studio.
I'm telling you.
But no, but you know what? It really pisses me off, guys, that we dedicate one day to kindness. And that's
one season. And it should be all the time. And
like family.
To be courteous. Absolutely. This is the way human mankind should be all the time.
Yes, it's the way you should be all the time. How about how families come together always over the Christmas season? Why can't you come together one night over the weekend at a different family member's house for dinner?
Right.
And you know what? If you can't afford
every other weekend, or once a month at least,
make
it a point.
A friend, a family member, an acquaintance, somebody, bring a dish. You don't have to, I mean, nobody has to stress out and have the burden of financial, feeding people financially at their house and taking on that burden. No, everybody brings a plate and we all sit down and eat together. It's not the eating. It's not the food.
It's the company.
It's the company.
Absolutely.
It's the camaraderie. It's the friendship you offer. It's the answers to questions that they might be bothering them. It's the laughing. It's the joy. It's just being.
It's to take your mind off of life, too.
Exactly.
So you're not, you know, so many people are so stressed out with their daily routine, daily life and stuff. Very important just to get elsewhere, just to be with friends and family who you love, who you really appreciate. And just enjoy the moments. Watch a good movie together. Talk about the old times. Play cards. Go to the movie. Whatever it is. Just to, you know, share some time. And
it should be done all the time. Not just Christmas season. But, you know, there are some people who are very reserved and feel as though they don't want to make the first step. And how great would that be to somebody that you know just to call out of the clear blue sky and to initiate that? Hey, let's get together Sunday for a nice Sunday dinner over my house. Everybody brings a dish or bring dessert and we'll eat all together. We'll have a blast instead of like once a year. Isn't that a shame? But you know, I feel this way too. There's so many little tiny things that really don't add up to a lot that I could share with other people. I'll give you, for instance, like in my own life. And it's not a big deal. I have a puppy. My puppy's growing. I'm proud.
You got a bunch of puppies.
I know. I love my babies. Anyway, I could share the growth of my puppy and how she reacts to people with someone else. Or in the summertime, you're growing flowers. You're excited about you planted something and you're showing other people how pretty it is. It's not being boastful. It's being proud. And it's just sharing your life with somebody else, you know?
If you go to an animal shelter also, these people would love to have volunteers to take care of the animals and the pets and stuff. And I know people who do this.
Yes.
And they find it very rewarding because there are a lot of people who are more animal people than they are people.
Right.
You know, certain people can't stand people.
Right. And you know, how great would that be to see a happy puppy, no matter how old the puppy is, it could be 10 years old. They're all puppies to me. But to see a puppy joyful and jumping up and down because somebody is giving that puppy some attention. You know, think about it. Think about it for a minute. Put yourself in the position of a dog who's locked behind a cage, who had a family, maybe was abused, and then ends up in a cage all by itself, frightened, lonely, fearful. Go there and say hi, give it a bone, give it a treat, a pat on the head. They live for this, folks. It's like giving them penicillin. honestly, it makes everything good in their world. You know, it's like you, Audie. When I pat him on the head,
I try really hard.
Give him a lollipop.
Now, another good idea is that if you were to go to a couple, say there's a family and they don't have much money, and suppose they feel bad because they can't give their kids much. What happens if maybe you can't afford the whole family, but what if you took your kids out and took them to a show or took them to the movies or took them out to dinner and made it a special day on behalf of the kids and helped them out? You know, that's
lovely.
That would also be a great thing to do. Just going into New York City and bringing them to see the tree and Rockefeller Center and all that other good stuff.
So
that would also be fun.
You could take me. Anybody wants to take me, I'm willing to go. And you know what else, folks? The elderly. You know, we as a civilization do not by any means give our elderly enough respect that they are so due. Many families, because of logistics.
Especially the vets.
Oh, my God. The vets. Oh, my God. It's the worst. You know what? 10 out of 100 vets are homeless. Is that right? Is there something wrong?
Really?
Yes.
Is
there something wrong with that picture?
Wow.
I think so. And also the elderly. You know, everybody just forgets about our elderly. What? Because you feel they have dementia, they don't know? Baloney. Baloney.
You know what?
Kind voice. They may not know where that kind voice is coming from.
The Asian people take care of their elderly very well. And that's very, very good.
That's something we should learn.
That's something that we should definitely learn. But if you have a talent, say you have a musical talent or a singing talent, I bet you there would be a lot of convalescent homes that would love to hear your talent, your voice, your music, whatever, and to help them out, you know, and to, you know, bring joy into their lives. And I've seen this happen time and time again, where these people come into the convalescent homes and to bring joy to these people who are sick or elderly. But listen, everybody, we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And, you know, we were just speaking about doing acts of kindness.
Random acts of kindness.
Random acts of kindness.
That's very good. I just hit her behind the head again.
Oh, I couldn't get it out. Yes, kind act of random.
Random acts of kindness.
Random acts of kindness.
Sometimes what I do is when I go to the Wawa or the 7-Eleven and somebody's buying a coffee or a sandwich right there, and then I'll just tell them to put it on my bill and I'll just pay for it.
He really does that, and folks. He really, really does
it. I do that everyone, and not just during a holiday season. I just, you know, just in the moment.
Yeah.
But
That's what I love about you. See, you don't wait till the holidays to do that.
Yeah.
You always do that.
I personally will not buy them, though, a pack of cigarettes.
Yes, I know that. Like, you hate it.
Yeah, I don't like cigarettes at all. So, you know, if they happen to be saying, oh, let me have a pack of this or this, because I was about to buy them whatever. But
they doomed themselves.
Yeah. As soon as they said, let me have a pack of this or that, and that, you know, with the cigarettes, I don't do it and stuff. But it's just, you know, being a good person is, you know, also being a good soul, being, you know, really kind-hearted. Also be kind-hearted to yourself. And when I say be kind-hearted to yourself, I'm not just talking about the material world. I'm also talking about dealing with certain personalities and people who could suck the life out of you.
Oh, yeah, I have a few friends like that.
So you gotta be good to yourself. You got to be good to yourself and not allow yourself to always be taken advantage of by your friends or family members, of anyone who keeps on calling you time and time and time again. It's just, you know, too much is too much, especially when they're Debbie Downers. And, you know, you could help them and assist them because everybody needs, you know, a lending ear and stuff.
Right. But you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. You like that, right?
No, check yourself before you wreck yourself. I mean, it sounds cool to say, but what do you mean by that?
In other words, check what makes you happy before you lose that spirit of wanting to be happy. Like, make sure that you're doing something kind, an act of random kindness for yourself. Because when you're happy, everybody is happy. When you're sad, your whole world is sad. When you're aggravated, everybody gets a piece of that. So what I'm saying is check yourself before you wreck yourself. In every aspect of your life, check yourself to make sure that you're giving yourself all the love and attention that you need to bring forth a good, positive attitude towards other people. Check yourself to make sure that you're helping enough. And I'm not saying you have to, like, put yourself in harm's way to go and help somebody. But if the opportunity arises, do it. So many times we see something arising and we don't do it. We don't act on it. Like Artie. Artie acts on it all the time.
I do.
I know you do. Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. When I'm in a position to help out someone else, you know, I mean, I've even been to like Toys R Us or even Kmart or whatnot.
Yep.
And there was a couple of times where people actually fell shy of change or didn't have enough dollars in the moment. And I just covered it. Again, this isn't me bragging. It's just something that when I see a need in somebody, if I could help out, you know, I help out.
Yeah. You know what happened to me one time? I was in Walmart. And I had hurt my foot. So they were pushing me around in one of the Walmart wheelchairs. So I had gone over to the toy department. And there was an adult boy that wanted this airplane. And he was an adult. He was like 30-something years old.
Oh, wow.
So my daughter said, do you think we should get that for so-and-so? And I said, you know what? It's a lot of money. We really can't afford it this year. Because it was really, he was an adult. He really didn't need this. I'm worried about the kid. And it was not because it was that expensive. I just didn't want to get it from that year. This beautiful, kind, loving black woman comes over to me and she says, would that help you if I pay for this toy for the boy you want to get to school. Would this help you? I looked at her and I said, you are the kindest, most beautiful person I have ever met in my life, to just randomly come over to me and say, please let me buy this for the person who you're thinking of getting it for, because I heard you couldn't afford it. And, you know, even though I did not allow her to do that, and I thanked her a million times, I said, why don't you go to somebody who needs something for a child? This is an adult boy. I said, this is a 32-year-old man. I said, he really doesn't need it. But your kindness brought so much love, light, and healing to me that you didn't have to put out any money to do a beautiful thing. You just did it.
It was just a gesture.
Absolutely. It was the gesture of her wanting to pay for it. And she wouldn't take no for an answer. And she was just the most beautiful person. I said, you know, there should be more people like you in the world. And just that gesture alone healed my soul so beautifully and gave me so much faith in mankind, honestly.
A lot of people have a hard time receiving. And
I don't. So if you want to send anything my way for Christmas.
No, you just said, you just contradicted yourself because you said you weren't allowing yourself to receive.
No, I would never. I'm not like that.
Yeah, but you know, I believe that if you allow yourself to receive, you're telling the universe that you're allowed to receive. You're telling the universe that, you know, I'm willing to accept all what you have to give me, anything that could benefit me in a positive way. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, had that been a child and I really couldn't afford it, I absolutely would have taken her up on that, mm-hmm. because we were both doing something, a kind gesture for this child. But this was a man.
Yeah, people. No, it makes no difference. It's not even about that. It's about the gesture.
Right. She did a beautiful gesture, and she will always be remembered in my heart. And I don't even know her name, but I'll never forget.
People feel guilty about allowing themselves to receive, which is a shame, because they were raised in the religion world that, you know, you should be humble and that you should not be that way. And, you know, and it's a shame, because I believe that anything that is so wonderful, being that it was brought to you, if it wasn't meant for you to have, then you shouldn't have taken, you know, then you wouldn't have gotten it. So, you know, allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to take care of yourself, because when it comes to you, a lot of times you become very practical, but when it comes to other people, you know, you pull out all the stops. So like I said, if you're in a power position where, you know, you're capable of helping out other people, you know, by all means, you know, reach out, or go to Chamber of Commerce, or go to...
I never understood the Chamber of Commerce. What is that?
Chamber of Commerce, these are the people who do things for all businesses around the county. They assist businesses around, you know, in detail. What do they do for them? I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest with you. I have mm-hmm. to look that up. But Chamber of Commerce, I know, has... They know what's going on around town. Mm-hmm. They know what's going on around the community. You know, they'll help you look for organizations if you need assistance, whether it be with food or a place to live or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's another thing, folks. You can go to a food pantry and help them deliver food baskets during this time of the season where to needy families, because I know there are some churches and religious organizations that do make food baskets up for Christmas dinner for folks who can't afford it with kids. And you might want to just go in and knock on the door and ask if you could be of service. That would be lovely, a lovely gesture.
That would be absolutely lovely.
Absolutely. Now, getting off the topic for a moment. Now, I want to tell you guys one little funny thing, and then Audie can go back. I have a puppy who's 4 months old now. And folks, I just want to share this with you because you're all going to die laughing. She takes a blanket, she puts it in her mouth, and she sucks it like a bottle, like a binky, like a pacifier. And she needs the blanket as she's sucking it. Oh, my gosh. It is the cutest thing, guys.
Yeah, she is adorable.
She cracks me up. Just that little tiny thing that I look over fills my heart with such joy. I can't even begin to tell you. So I guess what I am telling you is find the love and happiness for yourself in the smallest, craziest places. And it'll make you just shine all day long to remember or to bring up that recall. And I think she's adorable. And I'm so happy that she finds solace in that, you know?
Surprise the hell out of somebody and get them a puppy.
she literally puts the blanket in her mouth.
Add all the responsibilities to one household.
Oh, yeah. They're a big responsibility.
Responsibility. It's like a kid. And a lot of people don't even go on vacation because they got to watch their puppy, or they don't go out long because of the puppy, or, but they do give you unconditional love with no question.
Well, my puppy's
so everything's a give and take.
My puppy's just turning 4 months in a couple of weeks, and she's 69 pounds right now, and she's pretty heavy, and she's pretty big. So she's the size of an average dog right now. She's only 4 months. Eventually, she'll become like about 225, 200, 220, something like that. But she's growing very quickly. But she still has that puppy look, and the way she sucks on the blanket like a pacifier, guys, oh my gosh, it's the most adorable thing.
The worst thing about having a puppy right from the get-go is training them to potty training them. That could be a living nightmare.
Crazy.
And then they're teething, and then they end up gnawing away.
Yeah, she eats everything in sight. You have to keep everything off the floor, the garbage off the floor. You have to make sure that there's enough to eat. And then you have to make sure that you take her out 50 times a day because, you know, she's a baby. And when she gets up from nap, she goes. When she finishes eating, she goes. When she drinks the water, you got to be right behind her because she's ready to go. So, you know, and she's learning. She's learning. Now we have small puddles in front of the front door. So she's getting the gist. And, you know, we make sure we take her out with us. We travel with her. We take her to Pets R Us.
Really?
Yes. We take her to TRS, Tractor Supply.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's always weird to see somebody bring their pets into, like, a Home Depot or into a regular store. It's like all of a sudden, like, oh, my God, look. It's like it's the only animal in the county.
I know.
Like, we found this one animal in the county. All right, everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Scott with Angels and Answers. And just wanted you to know that on Sunday nights, live, you could see Sky at 8 o'clock if you go Facebook Live. And that's Sky Siegel.
And I'll be doing readings, guys.
Yeah, we allow one free question. And if you want to go to my Facebook, go to Artie Hoffman, 9 o'clock Sunday nights, live.
Yep.
And we do it separately.
Yeah.
She does her shtick, I do my shtick.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun.
This way we get to more people.
Yeah. And we knock it out. And it's interesting because it's like one person after another after another. Everyone's like texting in all their messages and it goes.
And you know, it helps us too because it makes the spirit world connect with us quicker.
It makes us sharp.
Yes, it does. And all the answers that I have given to everybody, they've been extremely satisfied with and very grateful. I've helped a lot of people, and I've only done it once. In fact, last week I was all set to do it, and I got really very physically ill, and I just couldn't go on.
Did you go to the hospital?
Or the doctors? I went to the hospital.
Okay.
Because I got so physically ill, I thought I was going to die. And I was at my daughter's house when it happened because that's where I broadcast from. And because she helps me, you know, with the callers that come in, so I don't miss anybody's call. And I just got so ill that I just couldn't go on. But I will be coming on this Sunday at 8 o'clock on Sky Siegel Facebook.
Cool.
And please bring your questions. It's going to be one question per person because there are so many folks out there that do need help with answers. So even if you do come on and you give me a question and I answer it, please have a little bit of, you know, compassion for the next person. And don't give me another question.
It's one question. That was it.
If we run into a lull and you see that, you know, nobody's calling in or there's not a lot of folks calling in, I don't mind answering another question. However, I would like to get as many fresh people and new people as I can so that everybody has a turn to get a question answered. So it's not that we don't love you. It's just we're trying to help out a lot of people. So keep it down to one call, one question, and we will get to you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
I love it.
So if anybody wants to get a free reading, again, with myself, it's Sundays at 9 o'clock. Also, I want you to check out my Facebook, which is ArtieHoffman.com. I have lots and lots of YouTubes there to explain about many different aspects of life. And I am a life coach, a spiritual healer, a psychic medium, all that good stuff. And I have a lot of interesting topics on my YouTube. So when you go to Artie Hoffman, Google it. And it's pretty cool. Also, I do, I don't do free. I put out enough free stuff, but I also do, along with Sky, I also do readings for the public, and I do phone readings, and I do in-person. I'm out of Woodbridge, and we do parties and all that other good stuff. So give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. You could email me at ArtieHoffman@gmail.com. Or go to ArtieHoffman.com. And Sky, your information?
Yeah, if you want to email me, you can email me at...
Email me? You can email me.
You can email me at Enchanting Channeling. That's E-N-C-H-A-N-T-I-N-G. C-H-A-N-N-E-L-I-N-G. @gmail.com. That's my email address. Or... you can go to my webpage at Sky of Angels. And you can check out my webpage if you'd like. And what else? If you want a free, if you want a regular reading with me, anybody out there, my telephone number I could be reached at is 908-500-1474. And we can have a half-hour reading, an hour-and-a-half reading. Whatever you feel that you'd like to do, we can do. I am not only a medium and can connect with your dead loved ones, but I also am a psychic. And I'd like to, you know, help you with past, present, future, and maybe connect to someone in spirit for you. So.
On a 1 to 10, we're pushing a 12. I just want you to know that. So, you know.
Yes, I agree.
So, but, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, hey, Art, do you do this full-time or is this just
basically
a part-time gig? And we do it full-time.
Yes.
And we both have separate businesses that run itself.
Right.
All right. I have 10 employees with another business that runs itself. And I do my spiritual stuff full-time.
Right.
So people say, are you available, you know, every day? And I'm not available every day. It depends on the week. It depends on the day. Some days I'm available. You know, other days I'm not. It literally just depends on the week. So
plus we do have a waiting list, folks. We have a waiting list. So if we can get to you really quickly, we will. But we do have a waiting list because we are in pretty popular demand. And I thank you all for that. And so does Artie. And just if you're patient, we'll get to you as soon as possible because we don't really like to have a waiting list, but unfortunately we do. And we do try to get our reads done quickly and we don't procrastinate on that. So we will get to you as soon as absolutely physically possible.
I want to share a story that happened
not
too long ago, which I was extremely proud of. This one lady gave me a call.
Yeah.
And she said she needed to speak to me. And she said she was desperate. And she said, I don't know if I could do this thing called life anymore. She goes, I'm ready to check out.
Oh, no.
And so instantly, intuitively, yeah. I knew for a fact in my heart and soul that if she was to come and see me for an appointment, which she did, that I would be able to help her.
Oh,
and
God.
So she did make the appointment. And she comes in and she was telling me about, you know, actually, she told me very little about herself. I was instantly getting all these wonderful answers from the spiritual world to help her understand her life the way it is.
Yeah.
I was able to go back into a past life to let her know why she's going through these challenges. I was also, you know, she was also explaining to me how she did wrong with a bunch of people in this lifetime and how she felt really bad and remorseful.
Yeah.
And so what I explained to her, I said, did you ever see the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yes.
And she said she did.
I love that movie.
And so I said to her, well, I said, you know how the fella ripped off millions of dollars from so many people and corporate and stuff like that? She said, yeah. I said, did you notice at the very end how they ended up hiring his services?
Yes.
So that he was so good at what he did at being a bad guy that he ended up being a bad guy turning good to help catch the bad guys.
Yes.
And so he was so good at it that now he makes millions of dollars a year protecting corporate America and watching out for the thieves.
Yes.
And so, and knowing how they work and operate, I said, this is going to be you. I said, so for all the wrong that you did, I said, what you could do now is to help everyone else out who you wronged.
Right.
And now you can help them out, you know, the public out by watching out people who were like yourself once before.
Yes.
And so now you could take the rest of your life and make it a positive. And it's almost like your penance. Is that what you call it?
Pentance,
yeah. No, it's coming from a Jewish fellow, what can I tell you? So anyway, so after I explained about life itself and about balance and how God is 100% unconditional with his love for everybody.
He is.
And that he gives everyone free will to make their own choices and that God has already forgiven everybody. We just haven't forgiven ourselves. And this is something that we have to, like, you know,
work on.
And so when I gave such an in-depth reading for this person, she was so grateful. And she gave me such a big hug afterwards. And she said to me, she says, Art, she goes, I already had it written down how and when I was going to end my life. I had the specific date and how I was going to do it.
Oh my gosh.
She goes, you changed my life. She goes, I'm not doing it anymore.
That's a mitzvah.
Yeah. Now that's a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a blessing. And so, like I said, there's inspiration for everybody. And I'm really, really good with kids who are really having it rough, you know, so.
Oh my gosh, folks.
I'm able to, you know, because a lot of kids have a lot of problems with peer pressure.
Tell them what you did with my grandson.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah, once we're finished with the commercial break, because, Sky and I have like story after story after story, as Sky has saved my daughter also. I saved her grandson. And so
he sure did.
So it was really cool. But anyway, so this lady, you know, gave me a big heartfelt thank you. And she said, you saved my life. And
beautiful.
And, you know, like I said,
it's times like that.
Yeah. That makes it so worthwhile. So, you know what? So even though Sky and I, we are who we are and we've been doing this for years and we consider ourselves pretty good, there are some people who might not think the world of us. And you know what? You can't please everybody.
Nope.
And God is God, and not everyone is happy with God's work and what he does and how much, even though he supports us on a daily basis in his way, that we don't always give full acknowledgement and appreciation. So,
right.
You know, it sucks, but it is what it is. So, but I know Sky doesn't allow the public who might be negative towards us to stop us doing our good. Because we do save and help out a lot of people. And it's not just about saving lives. It's about making healthy career choices,
right?
About love life, about health,
guidance,
you know, to explain things, why things are the way they are. So it's all good. But listen, stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after our commercial break. Peace.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it.
Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And so now we're going to tell you a couple of personal stories.
Oh, my God, folks. This is the God's honest truth, and I could not be more indebted to Artie for what he did for my grandson. This was very serious. It was life-changing for my whole family. Tell them.
No, well, start the story.
Okay. My grandson was at school, and he was eating lunch, and he choked on some food. And there was nobody there to help him. So he got very, very nervous and very frightened because there was no one to help him and he couldn't breathe. Well, finally, of course, he was able to pull himself out of it all by himself. However, we noticed him losing weight. We're noticing him. He's not eating with the family. We're noticing that he's losing weight and we don't know what's going on. So I went over to him and I said, Aiden, what's wrong? And he tells the story. And no matter what I did to try to help this boy get over this fear, I couldn't do it. I told Artie, I says, if anybody could help him, it's my Artie. So I tell him the story.
And so I know that, you know, like I get a lot of metaphors and analogies on how to explain things. That's one of my greatest gifts. When I explain things to people, I just don't explain things black and white, but I talk in a language that you could personally understand. So it's like I give lingos of, you know, so that you can understand what I'm talking about. So in this case, her son was really into baseball, is really into baseball. And so when Sky told me what the problem was, I knew exactly what to do. And I knew that I was going to help him beat this situation.
So he throws me out.
So I throw him out because everyone was doting over him. Oh, come on. And Sky is literally offering him, I'll give you $1,000. We'll walk anywhere in Toys R Us. If you just start to eat, the kid would not eat at all. I mean, eat at all.
At
zero.
All. He wasn't even drinking that much water.
Yeah, because he was afraid to swallow because it put such a fear in him.
Yeah.
And so what I did was we went upstairs.
You know that. We could have lost him.
Yeah.
It wasn't for you.
So we went upstairs and I said to him, I said, let me ask you a question. First of all, I started connecting with his father and his father, which is Sky's son, who passed away. And I was telling him a few stories about what used to be and stuff like that. And his son and, you know, Aiden, her grandson, was laughing. You know, we're talking about the stories and then he would elaborate on the stories and stuff like that. So I got him like in a little comfort zone. And so now, mind you, he's into baseball. So I said to him, I said, let me ask you a question. If a baseball team had a record, say, 20 wins and 2 losses, would that be considered a pretty good record? And he'd go, yeah, that's a really good record. I said, okay, so let me get this. So for every single time you put food in your mouth since you were an infant and every time you swallowed, you had a win. Okay. And so one time you choked, all right, you literally choked. One time, you have one loss. And so I said to him, so we calculated, you know, how accurate this was, I don't know. But we
paper and pencil.
Yeah, paper and pencil. So we calculated how many meals he had a day, not including snacks, how many times you probably swallow while having your meal. Mm-hmm. All right, times it by each day, times it by each week, by each month, by each year. And how old is he?
10.
He's 10. Times it by 10 years, all right? So it came out to over a million or 800,000. Let's just say it was like 800,000 swallows. And it's like, so you had 800,000 wins and you had one loss. And so right then and there, I grabbed him by the shirt and I threw him on his bed really hard. And I said, Now get back in the batter's box. And I had his favorite treat with us.
You came downstairs and you said, Sky, I'll be right back. I didn't know where the heck he was going. He ran to the pizzeria and got him a meatball sub. A gigantor meatball sub.
Because that was his favorite sandwich. Yeah. No, but before that, he had little crackers.
Oh, I didn't know
he had little fishies and crackers before that.
Yeah.
And I said, eat it. And he's looking at me. And I said to him, eat it. I said, I put down 830,000 wins and one loss. I go, so I said, did you swallow? So he swallowed. He had like maybe two or three swallows. I said, now you have 832,002 swallows and one loss. Now eat it again. And so I kept on adding it up. And he was keeping score. Right. Now he's starting to keep score.
I love it.
So then I said to Sky, I said, where's the nearest pizzeria? Because I asked him, I said, what's your favorite thing?
Right.
And it's what, chicken parmesan?
No, meatball here. Or meatball hero.
Or meatball hero. So I went to the store, got a meatball hero. And so we're in the kitchen and Sky and the family and his mother and everybody's around him watching him waiting. And so he wouldn't eat because he was getting nervous. I said, girls, get out. Everyone get out.
So true.
And so what happened was
split it in half.
So we split it in half and we took a small little bites. I says, here you go. This is your favorite sub I got you. I says, eat it. And he hesitated. I go, eat it. I said, I don't care how long it's going to be. I said, you're not leaving until you eat it. I said, just eat it. So he slowly started to eat and then he ate. And then before you know it, he was fine on his own.
Yeah.
And then everybody wanted to go in there. I said, no, leave him alone.
Let me tell you something, folks.
Now he's eating like a herd of elephants.
Like he's going to the electric chair. Now he eats like he's going to the electric chair. But let me tell you, folks, when this all took place, it was so emotional for me to see my best friend become even more part of my family because he loved my grandson enough to want the best for him and to cure him. There's nothing that I could say that could bestow upon him my gratitude. Because you know what? He was to the point, this kid, where he was getting physically ill. He was getting physically ill. And he brought my grandson back to health and normalcy. And he hasn't had a problem since.
No, now he kind of outdid the...
Oh, hell yeah.
Well outdid it.
He well outdid it now, baby.
It was funny. I saw on the internet, there was a fellow who weighed over 300 pounds.
God bless.
And he was wearing a shirt that said, I beat anorexia.
I love it. That's beautiful.
I thought that was so funny.
That is beautiful. You know what? I love when people have the most highest self-esteem for themselves. And you know what, folks? It doesn't matter what size you are. It doesn't matter if you're short, you're fat, you're skinny, you're pink, you're orange, you're purple.
Oh, please. Who's pink, orange, and purple?
Well, you know what?
What is that?
When you get a tan, when you get burnt in the sun, you become pink. Then you become red.
All right.
Then you become orange, and then you become brown.
This is actually true. I hate to admit it, but that's actually true.
And
if you're really burnt bad, you're purple.
That's right.
That's really
bad. Well, when somebody punches you, you become purple.
So just so you know, folks, Sky and I were normal just like you and I. We learned to develop a gift over the years, and this was our passion.
Yes.
And so we just happened to develop it more and more, and this is what we do. So, you know, Sky and I, we're not better than anybody else out there.
No.
It's something that we do. It's something that we had a passion about. It's something that we've studied, that we meditated, and we learned to develop our gift a little more.
We had to understand it, too. You know, we had to understand what was going on, you know? And that's where our angels came in to help us understand what the heck was going on with us. Why is it that I know these things? Why is it that you know these things? I mean, it was quite a bit to absorb in the beginning when I was young.
Yeah.
You know, it was quite a bit to absorb. And to know that you're absolutely, with every word that you say to somebody, it changes their lives for the best. You know, you got to know that you're so blessed to be able to do that.
You find a good reader either doing a little research on your own and also through recommendations.
Yes.
So that's the best way to find your reader. So, all right, everybody, it's time for us to close our show. And if anybody wants to give Sky a call for a personal reading, give her a call at 908 500 1-877-472-1474. If you want a personal reading from myself, check out 877-ANGEL-02. And Sunday night, 8 o'clock, she's going live on Facebook, Sky Siegel. And 9 o'clock, Sunday night, I'll be going live myself. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of good love, health, prosperity. And always, always talk to the angels and communicate with the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of them. They are your best friend.
More than your best friend.
So until next week, everybody, you take care.
God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.